Avos Perk Aleph Mishnah Tes Zion 1:16, and now we meet Rabban Gamliel. Now Rabban Gamliel is notable for a number of reasons. First of all, he's the first person who has an honorific in front of his name. Up to now, we just had people by their first names, Shmaya and Abtalion and Hill and Antigonus and the like. But now we have Rabban. Rabban means our master. It's a term that was pretty much reserved for the Nesiim after Hillel, and I think the only exception, to my knowledge, is Yochanan ben Zakkai, who's also Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was like a quasi-Nasi, whatever, not for now. The point is, this Rabban Gamliel was the Nasi of the Jewish people after Hillel. It may well be that Hillel had a son named Shimon, who served as the who also served as the Nasi, who's not mentioned here. And then this Shimon, Hillel's son, had a son named, Hillel's son Shimon had a son named Gamliel, and that's this Rabban Gamliel. This is called Rabban Gamliel HaZaken, the Rabban Gamliel the Elder. He's Hillel's grandson. He functions as the Nasi. He's alive during the Beis HaMikdash period. And you'll note here it says Rabban Gamliel Haya Omer, he used to say. We're missing something very important. Up until now, we've been establishing a chain of transmission. Everyone was Mekabel, who's Kibel from the guy before him, or the guys before him, the Rebbeim before him. But now we have Rabban Gamliel without any explicit mention of him being Mekabel for what came before him. And the reason for that is, as I mentioned in the previous recording, we have now entered the age of Machlokas, where there are hundreds of disagreements between not just the students, but even the students with their Rabbeim. And you certainly can't say that person was Mekabel the Torah from a teacher if he disagrees with the teacher. So there's a breakdown in the transmission. And therefore, as we have sort of questions arising and machlokas arising, so we've lost this pure Kabbalah chain, and therefore it's not present anymore. In fact, there'll be no more anybody receiving from anybody in the Mishnah except for one instance of Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai in the second parak. Okay, from Hillel. So this Rabban Gamliel was a student of Hillel, who was his grandfather, and he said, now he says, I'll read it to you and translate. It says, Aselecha Rav, designate for yourself or make for yourself a Rav, a teacher, a master, v'histalak min hasafik, and distance yourself, avoid, remove yourself from doubt. Va'al tarbe la'aser amudos, and don't tithe by estimation too much, too frequently. Now, the way that most people learn this, like the Bar Tanura and many other Rishonim, most of the Rishonim, is that we're only having two things. There are two points in this mission, not three. Point number one is, Aselecha Rav v'histalek min asafek. Designate for yourself a Rav, have yourself a rabbi so that you'll remove yourself from doubt. That's number one. And number two, Val tarve la'aser amodos, and don't frequently tithe by estimation. So let's discuss these two points in turn. The first is Aselecha Rav. Designate yourself a teacher. Now if you recall, not long ago, we had this very same point. Earlier in the Mishnah, we had Yehoshua ben Prachya, who said Aselecha Rav. Now over there, his point was, back in Mishnah Vav, that a person needs to designate a Rav to be his source of the tradition, so he gets an unbroken chain, a coherent message, and it's better to have one source than multiple sources, so you get like one coherent, cohesive Mesorah that doesn't have any internal contradictions or questions. It's straightforward. This Aselecha Rav is something totally different. This Aselecha Rav is someone to be your guide in life, and perhaps not just your halachic guide, but also your guide in the bigger picture. So it says, Aselecha, make for yourself a Rav. It's not good enough to just have, you know, the Rav of your shul. I mean, he could be your man. But the point is, as to someone who's your Rav, and that means he understands you. And that's the essential point here. The essential point here is, you're going to be able to be relieved of much uncertainty in your life if you have a counselor, someone who can help guide you, a mentor, a Rav, who understands you and where you're coming from, and can answer questions which are appropriate for you because you're you, not because they're what it says in the books, black and white, party line. No, no, no. So you have to designate a Rav for yourself. You have to essentially, you get to choose who it is, but that person you should open up to, understand that, make sure they understand you, And then when you have a question that involves life's uncertainties, should I take this job? Should I move to Israel? Should I marry this girl? Should I go to a different shir? Whatever your questions are in life, you have someone to talk it over with, someone who you trust and someone who understands you, who will be able to help guide you to make the best decisions for you. Very important. So I think the Hasidim have this one, you know, take this one very seriously. The American Orthodox community, not bad. The Israeli Haredi system, certainly this isn't like my boys are growing up in, are kind of missing the boat. You go to yeshiva, and you are in a yeshiva with 500 other boys in this yeshiva katana, whatever it is, your yeshiva gadola, and you just, you know, you see a Rav from a distance, you go to the mirror, you watch Rav Asher Arieli on the TV screen in the stairwell, and that's your Rav? No. That's missing the point, okay? That's not okay. The Selech HaRav here is someone who can help you be mistalek, minasafek, to get you out of doubt. So that's the first thing he's saying, this, the necessity, the importance of that, and it certainly is important. And second of all, Va'al tarbe la'aser amodos means don't tithe by estimation too much. Now, the technical point we're talking about here is food grown in Eretz Yisrael has to be tithed. We're talking specifically about the gift that's going to, let's say, the Levium, that's a tenth of your produce. And it's saying, don't guess, you know, get a precise amount. You have 100 bushels of wheat, so then a tenth, 10 of them have to go to the Levy. Don't guess how many bushels are, and then, you know, give 9, 10, 11. You got to go to exactly. So that would be the simple reading of this. That is a peculiar reading in as much as Pirkei Avos is not really like a halachic work. It's not about technicalities of halacha, and that's a halachic issue. So that's a little peculiar. So either it means, indeed, that's what we're talking about here, and we're talking about sort of a way to relate to halacha, or more generally, it's a hashkafic point, and it's not even necessarily referring to tithing per se, but things tithing and everything else, that your halachic life, like I'm talking hashkafically now, your halachic life should not be one of uncertainty, of guessing. Sometimes you have no choice, sometimes you just have to make your best guess, and that's the nature of life. And of course, it says al tarbet. It doesn't say never tithe by estimation, but it says, you know, try to avoid as much as possible. Don't do it too much. Again, the technical point would be that if you have 100 bushels, you're supposed to give 10. If you give 11, so that 11th one wasn't really obligated in Meisr, it's not really a good Meisr. And if you were supposed to give 10, but you only give 9, so really you've only tithed 90% of it, and 10% remains untithed. So that's like a technical problem again. And some learn like that. But many learn this is just in general. This is saying whatever your halachic uncertainties are in life, whatever your halachic issues are in life, don't guess. If at all possible, get to precision, measure it out, decide how much matzah you're going to give at the Seder ahead of time, and make sure everyone gets a proper shear of matzah, and figure out where the tchum is in your neighborhood, and don't guess how far you can walk approximately in the hills, etc., etc. Take your halachic life seriously, demand precision as much as possible, and therefore, so from a hashkafic point of view, you're a Jew who takes things seriously and doesn't just sort of like fly by the seat of his pants and do things like maybe good and maybe not so good. No, don't be like that.